The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are approaching. The Fans merch shop is open for all of your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. You can order right now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com. I believe we're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Good morning, Baldy. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I mean, is it week 15 already?
I know, it's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. Shocking that it's here.
No, I mean, I just, you know, every year it just seems like it goes fast. I mean, I started this year in Brazil, down in São Paulo for that Eagles-Packers game.
Yep.
It just seems like it was last week to me.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. It goes by so quickly.
We're 13 days from Christmas,
yeah,
Baldy.
I'm totally with you.
It's incredible.
I'm looking at my Christmas tree going, what's that doing in here?
Yeah.
I can't even figure it out right now.
I know, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Also, what's bizarre is Bill Belichick going and coaching UNC, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but because I've seen what your prediction is, why don't you tell the radio listeners and our audience what you think Belichick is going to do in his first year at Chapel Hill?
Well, you know, I'm an old Dukie. I went to Duke,
right.
And so, you know, Chapel Hill is 8 miles away. That's our rival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're never going to beat that school as long as Bill Belichick's there. Not just that, but, you know, he's going to win the ACC next year.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you can take it to the bank right now. I just watched that game with Clemson the other night. And it was awesome. I mean, it was a great game. And I love Dabo Sweeney. But Bill Belichick's in town. Like, those kids, I don't know how he's going to set this up. He's been at, you know, I work at NFL Films, and he's on the second floor. I'm on the third floor. He's been there every day. And I know he's been studying everything, the college game, the NFL game. And I just feel like he's going to recruit like Nick Saban's recruiting. And he's going to get those kids, those 18-year-old kids, or the transfers, and go, if you want to get to the NFL, if that's your dream, this is what you need to do. Mm. And this is the fundamentals. This is the toolbox you need. This is the way you have to develop yourself. This is the commitment. Like, I think he's going to be great. And I think he's, you know, the one thing about coaching, whether it's at the NFL level or college, whatever, is like you're basically teachers. You know, anybody that's been around him, he's a great teacher. And football requires that. And I could see him having Saban in there or Mac, you know, just bringing great college coaches. Josh McDaniels be down there with Doug Marone. You know, like I could just see these guys all wanting to go work with him down there.
How often have you talked to him?
Not that much, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
He like stays in his little bubble,
yeah,
you know, with his film room. And, you know, he's filming a lot of stuff inside the NFL with Ryan Clark and the guys, Chris Long. So he's doing a lot of his stuff, but you see him in the lunchroom, the cafeteria, you know, they don't they don't allow him to pay for anything, and it bugs him. Like, he's such a regular. He knows everybody by name. He, you know, he comes in there, he gets his salad. He likes his Thousand Island dressing. You know, it's never there. So, you know, like, but they can't believe, honestly, they can't believe, like, he's such a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's cool.
What I love about it, Baldy, is that I just love when guys just don't go with the narrative and everyone's like, oh, right. He's an NFL guy.
Of course, he's
going to want to break the record. And so I have no idea if he's going to win or lose. I probably would bet against it just because Carolina's had a struggle. But I like your position that, no, he's going to go in there and he's going to win right away.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, what's funny about what you just said was, I think at Fox last week, like, Brady, Gronk, and Edelman were all on with the pregame show guys, Menifee and, you know, Howie Long and everything. They were asking about, what do you think about this rumor about, they all just shot the whole rumor down. Like,
right.
There's no way he's going to college. I'm like, I was thinking my whole time going, well, I mean, the Giant job is going to might open. The Jet job is open. He doesn't want to. He's no way he's going to the Jets. And I was just, you just go through it, and they're not going to hire him. I think he saw that. He was like, but you know, a coach wants to coach.
Right.
And I don't think he cared one single thing about Don Shula's record.
Right.
Like, I don't think that motive got him out of bed one single day. And that's what everybody was saying. I'm like, I think 6 Super Bowl rings and what he did and accomplished in New England is enough.
I think
he's going to get his sons, both his boys, you know, coach. They go have them on the staff. And I think he went to University of Washington where one of his sons was coaching this year. I think he was up there during, you know, the summer and training camp and all that stuff. And I think he really liked the atmosphere of it.
Now, I should know this, forget, because we've had him on the show a million times, and I always knew that Lombardi worked for him, but I thought he was more of a front office guy. I didn't know he was like, he coached under him too. Could you give me a little background on Lombardi and how he fits in with this?
Well, he didn't coach with him.
Okay.
But he was on his staff.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, I'm sorry. He was in Cleveland with Bill, all right? I don't know if Mike was coaching in Cleveland. I think he was still, he was just starting out.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was in personnel.
Right.
And that's where they got to really, you know, it was him, Jim Schwartz. You know, you go back and look up all the coaches that were there.
Right.
Phil Savage, I think, might have been there at that time. He's running the Jets now. Like, there was a pretty good list of guys that were on that staff when Belichick was coaching Cleveland. Of course, it all blew up, you know, when Cleveland moved back to Baltimore. But he had 1 year. They went to the playoffs. 1 year, they kind of faltered. But that's where those two guys became really close. In fact, Mike's in NFL Films. I think he's there every Tuesday. He's doing stuff with Bill there. He's always been in touch with him.
Right.
All right, Baldy, what's your thoughts on tonight's game? You know, the Rams started off, 1-4 because they had key injuries. And, you know, Stafford couldn't throw the ball to anybody because Kupp and Puka were out. Now they're back, and they've won 6 of 8. All right. So, and then a huge win, obviously, against one of the best teams in the league last week, 44-42 over Buffalo. This is a huge game because in the NFC West, all 4 teams are separated by 2 games. So, kind of an elimination game for the Niners, who are on their 4th running back. And they've had so many injuries. Trent Williams isn't going to play. Bosa's not going to play. Debo has been non-existent. But Shanahan does have success over McVay, but this is a totally different team now because they're healthy, and the Rams really are obviously chasing the Seahawks. Well, what are your thoughts on tonight's game in San Francisco?
Yeah, well, when San Francisco was owning the Rams, they were just so much more physical than the Rams. If they had Durando, they might. I don't know who's playing. Patrick Taylor, I'm not sure who's playing running back for him. They signed Izzy Abanaconda from the Jets a couple weeks ago. Like, I'm not sure who they're going to play at running back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, watching the Rams' offense last week, it's interesting when you watch them every week because they have such basic concepts. You know, they throw this – they take Puka in motion across the formation, and they just throw a little hitch throw to him on the outside, and he picks up blockers, and it's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
He beat the Saints 2 weeks ago on that play. They basically shut the door on Buffalo last week on that play. They're really good at certain concepts. And the timing routes with Puka and Cooper Kupp are like second and none in this league. And when Stafford's throwing the ball like that, if you're not getting to him and hitting him, he's going to carve you up. And that's what he did to Buffalo last week. I think it's going to be a tough game for the 49ers. The Rams had a second-half surge last year, and I feel like they made some adjustments on the offense line. They got a rookie playing center in Bo Lemmer. He's played really well. And I think those young kids on the defensive line, Jared Verse and Braden Fisk and Kobe Turner and these guys, they just keep getting – they play the game the right way. They keep getting better and better. I feel like they've got more talent right now than San Francisco.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So, Baldy, I'm on your Twitter, at BaldyNFL, and you have a clip of Brian Brezzi, who's been a real bright spot for the Saints as the Commanders take on the Saints coming out of the bye week. And, man, what a just freak athlete he is. The clip is of him jumping in the gap between the center and the left guard and blocking Graham Gano's field goal. I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, I saw that dude play in person once in high school, and you could just tell, like, wow, like, that dude is a monster. He proved it at Clemson. He's proving it now in New Orleans. And he's had some adversity in his personal life. His sister died of cancer a few years ago. He's a guy you can root for. Commanders fans won't be rooting for him over the weekend, but he's really making an impact there.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, you'll see him. He wears number 90. And, you know, that play, I see Myles Garrett do that. But Myles Garrett is basically, you know, Superman, you know, in a cape, you know, and what he could do. But I didn't know Brazil, like, because you can't touch anybody. Because that's called leverage.
Right.
So you help elevate yourself. He had to just jump. And what he did, he had to jump twice. So he jumped over the guard, landed on his right foot, and then jumped again to block, like a triple jump, then to block the field goal. Like, it's just an amazing – and it's interesting because the head coach in New Orleans now is a special teams coach, elevated after, you know, they fired Dennis Scott. So he – you know, Darren Rizzi is you know, I'm sure that was a play that he put in. He recognized all the athletes they had, and that was the one – because that kick, there was a 35-yard field goal. That was going to tie the game and send it to overtime. Mm-hmm. So it was just a great individual play. They've won three out of five games since Darren took over. He's a good coach, really good coach. You know, a lot like how John Harbaugh took over in Baltimore as a long-time special team coach. Some of these guys have the ability to coach because special team coaches have to touch and deal with all 53 players on the team. So they connect in a way that a lot of other coaches don't.
All right, guys, we can't have you on and not touch on the Commanders. Big game against the Saints. You know the deal, coming off the bye, blah, blah, blah. No Carr probably, right? Last time they had a significant break, there was kind of a dud against the Cowboys. How do they ensure, I know the coaching staff's aware of it, they kind of talked about it, how do you ensure when you come off of a bye that you don't look down at like a 5-8 team and lay another egg?
Especially with the Eagles coming to town next week, right? Where you might think, okay, Jake Haener, is he playing quarterback? What can he do? I think you just said, I think Dan will have this team pretty focused. I really do. I think, you know, last time I saw him play was against Tennessee, and Tennessee didn't look like they wanted to be there. Like, it was pretty embarrassing performance on their part. They're a better team than that, but they ran them. They destroyed them. So, I mean, I think they're really fueled by the run game. I think I hear people, not everybody, but people are like, Cliff Kingsbury, he can't coach down the stretch. He can't coach a team to the playoffs. Like, I think they're going to run the ball really well this weekend. I saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers run for 250 yards against them a few weeks ago. Like, I think they're going to run the ball well. And I think defensively, I think Dan knows how to get after a quarterback. I think if Jake Haener plays, it might be his first NFL start. I'm not positive about that. But I think it might be his first start. I think he knows how to make rookie quarterbacks, inexperienced quarterbacks, let's say. I think he knows how to make life difficult for him.
There are a lot of big games with playoff implications. I mean, you already mentioned it. We've got four games left. You know, the Packers-Seahawks game is huge. The Bucks-Chargers game is pretty big. The Cardinals have lost three straight, and they're playing at home against the Pats. They have to win, or they're probably done. The two games that are interesting are the Bills-Lions-Steelers-Eagles, because the Eagles are clearly chasing the Lions for that one seed. And if the Bills go into Detroit and win, and Philly beats the Steelers, they're essentially tied. Give me your thoughts on some of these huge matchups and which ones are really interesting to you.
Well, I think, Buffalo obviously got into a shootout, and Josh Allen did it all just to keep it within a couple points last week. I mean, we all watched it. It was amazing.
Yep.
But Detroit, like, they're a machine right now in offense. Defensively, they're pretty beat up and broken down, and they're playing guys. Obviously, you better do your homework to know who some of these guys playing defense are for the Lions. I mean, they're signing guys off the – they signed Jamal Adams off the street, and, you know, he was playing in the game, like, 4 days later last week. So, but I think offensively, they are very, very good. I think Buffalo's going to have a hard time against the run game. Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. And I think that's going to be the difference. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're just a well-oiled machine on offense. I think it's going to bother the Bills. So I think no matter what Josh Allen does, I think Detroit's going to keep rolling.
Okay.
You know, and then, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. This game is in Philadelphia. It's interesting. Not that I get caught up in stats over, you know, the course of 50 years. But the last time the Steelers came to Philadelphia and won was in 1965.
Wow.
So, now that, you know, obviously none of these guys were part of many of these games, you know, but like they've had great success against Pittsburgh, and I think they will. Like this whole AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts thing blew up, and the best way to just sort of put it to rest is just throw the ball down the field to AJ Brown early, and that's what they did the last time they beat Pittsburgh in Philly two years ago. Jalen threw three touchdown passes to AJ Brown. So I think that's kind of how that game is going to go. Pittsburgh lives off turnovers. Honestly, their offense kind of puts you to sleep. They're not really very good, but they get so many short fields, and Russell Wilson doesn't turn it over. That's kind of been their magic formula. There's one other game I'm going to be at. I think the Chargers and the Bucs are going to be a great game this week on Sunday at SoFi because both teams are really fighting for playoff spots. And if Tampa goes and wins, they're basically going to win the NFC South, I believe.
Right.
And if the Chargers win, they could beat out Denver. They play next week for Denver for that second playoff spot, to the Kansas City Chiefs. So there's three straight games in a row that are going to be really interesting to watch.
Hey, Baldy, if before the season I came to you and said, you want to place a wager on Sam Darnold touchdown passes for the year, and I gave you the number 27.5, I'm going to guess you would have taken the under since his high in his career was 19. He already has 28, and there's still a month left in the season. He's going to have like 35 touchdowns for the Vikings.
I saw him last week, and I saw him 2 weeks in a row now. I saw him against Arizona and last week against Atlanta. He's just to say that he's in his zone, I mean, he threw five last week. He could have thrown more, honestly. But it's the Sam Darnold that we all thought he could have been when he came out of the draft. But if you go to the Jets and the Carolina and just two bad organizations, you could get caught up in all that. But he loves Kevin O'Connell. He loves playing in Minnesota. He loves the team. It's a really well-built team. So they lead the league in interceptions. So he's getting the ball back a bunch. If he came to me in the preseason, I'd say, no, I think that's too high. But now that he's doing it, I mean, he's – nobody's talking about Minnesota, and they love it that nobody's talking about them because they don't want anybody. They want to kind of sneak up on people. They played Detroit in a few weeks. That might decide that division right now.
All right, Baldy, enjoy your trip out west. You're going to be in L.A., correct?
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
All right, man. Have a great trip.
On Saturday morning. I can't wait.
Awesome. Have nice. A great trip, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Right. Thank you, Baldy. Appreciate
you got it, guys. Yep. Take care, guys.
Yep, you too.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Don't forget, in just over 20 minutes, Dave Richard will join us. He'll give you the Week 15 fantasy football lineup advice that you desperately need.
Can we come back and talk about the woman that had sex with 100 dudes in one day?
Sure.
Sure.
You want to do that?
I mean, that's and kind of wacky, but
and,
sure.
And wait till you hear what her plan is next.
Oh, she has plans after that?
Oh, yeah. She's going to top it and then some.
Okay, so we'll talk about that next. Dave Richard coming up at 8.